last month, you released Losing My Mind, which is the lead single from your forthcoming album. You also have a great official video for it on YouTube. What can you tell me about that song and the video?
That song, I wanted it to be the first single, like, right when I wrote it. I wrote it back in November, and I was going through all these weird issues with one of my friends, and also, like, my high school band or whatever was kind of, like, falling apart. And it's kind of just one of those songs that is really specific for me, you know, because every word is kind of, like, I know exactly what each of them are meant to explain in my head, but it's kind of, so it's vague enough that, like, it seems like it could be about anything, you know? That's kind of just, like, the whole point of the song is just kind of, you know, the different ways you can perceive things and how other people can perceive you and how crazy that can be sometimes and how it's like, you know, you could be losing your mind, but you don't really even know, you know what I mean? And like all your friends around you kind of are like, yo, what's going on, you know? So yeah, I don't know. It's the music video is kind of the same thing too. It's like, there's something going on through the whole thing. There's these like little text bubbles that keep coming up from his, you know, alleged girlfriend, and you can't even really read them. Like they keep coming up too fast, and you can't. It's not even like you're meant to like see all the words. It's more just kind of, it's just like one of those things that is just like the back of your head, like all the time. You know what I mean? And that kind of, you know, plays into the whole concept of the single. It's just, you know, something really small could be f-ing with you and you don't even really know it, you know?
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording in a studio, or performing on a stage?
That's a tough one, because it's like, since I've been doing this basically like for my entire life, it's kind of like those are completely different parts, you know what I mean? So I think overall, my favorite thing is being on stage, just because you're connecting with other people. And that's like one of my favorite things to do just in general. But there's something that's like extremely special about just sitting down alone in a studio and just kind of, you know, getting down to work and just like, you know, sitting in front of a computer, just like recording songs and bringing a song to life for, you know, just like 10 hours straight. Just sitting in a chair, not even thinking about anything else, you know, phone's on silent, like you're just kind of alone in your own thoughts and kind of, it's like an extremely long meditation, you know? It's just, yeah, it's something that's really special to me, but overall, like the feeling that when you're on stage and you're making eye contact with people in the crowd and kind of, you know, pulling off like cool moments and things that you'll always look back on is definitely the best part, I think, about it.
You're also in a second band called Book Club. Tell me a little bit about that.
So Book Club is a kind of like the brainchild of all the people that I make music with. It's kind of like everybody kind of has their two cents within it. And then the people that kind of oversee and, you know, bring all the songs like fully together is me and my friend Jack. Jack is the drummer in my band. And he's the person who runs Astoria. Astoria is this like kind of community / record label thing that we're running. And yeah, Book Club's kind of like the brainchild of that. It's kind of everybody coming together to play and write and do all sorts of things. It's a really fun group. I actually play drums in that band, which is weird for me. I'm usually just vocals and guitar, you know, classic singer songwriter type beat, but yeah, in that band, I'm ripping up the drums. And it's funny, too, because he's the drummer in my band, and I'm the drummer in his kind of band. So it's a weird switch, but it's great. So much fun. And, yeah, we have our first single coming out, Without You Around, probably in mid-July or so. So we're not extremely certain with everything, you know, moving forward, but we have a music video and all those cool things as well. So it'll be fun.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song, So Hard to Watch. What can you tell me about that one?
That song, I'm not sure why I decided to, like, there's a couple of songs on the EP where I just kind of gave up on writing good lyrics. I love the lyrics in that song, but it's just like same four lines, the whole thing. So it's just, you know, it's almost like listening to like an EDM song. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That's the way I looked at it. Or like old blues songs, you know, where they just kind of keep repeating the same kind of phrases and stuff like that. But that song was really interesting because my guitarist came in, and I never really write like with other people for my solo thing. Like I get people to come in and they'll do like some session work and those kinds of things, but I never really get like the main part from somebody else. And that was actually, Reese came in and recorded that delayed guitar thing, like the that thing. And then he's just like, yeah, you can just take it. Like, I have no idea what I'm going to do with it. It's a cool little melody. You can just have fun with it. So I just had that and just looped it, you know, 20 times and just kept listening to it and just tried to think of different layers. And then I got that bass line. The bass line was the first thing I added, the boom, boom, you know, I put some distortion and those kinds of things on it. And I was really kind of trying to make like a cool kind of, it's almost like the drum beat's like almost like Michael Jackson a bit, you know? And then the bass line and guitar are kind of like Tame Impala. I wanted kind of a cool kind of like dance funk kind of song. And that was kind of that was the song that was made with all those different parts. And the lyrics, yeah, again, was just about like a relationship that I had with this girl, and it was just awful. So, and then I wrote that song, but it, you know, songs turned out good. So, you know, something good came out of it.
Absolutely. Cam, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me so much. It was great.